Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jennifer Opaki, CEO and president of Insight Management Corp. And the company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is ISIM. And Insight Management is a holding company whose core business is focused in the oil and gas industry. Thanks for joining us today, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, when you say the company functions from a perspective of engineering firm, what do you mean by that?
Well, we're looking to provide our management expertise with these companies focused in the natural gas segment of the energy business. And a lot of these businesses are small to medium-sized private companies. So we can bring them to the next level, kind of, you know, we're going to get into what kind of synergies can we bring together by bringing some of these companies together and basically provide our expertise to help grow the company.
Well, great. So what are some of those synergies that you look for in companies such as some of your acquisitions, such as Rebel Testing and EcoFossil Fuels?
Well, with Rebel Testing, they're in the services business, and we can look for additional services-based companies. There's also companies that focus on drilling, and as you bring some of these together, you can provide best practices from one company to the other. Basically, who has found the best ways of doing things, and, you know, maybe it's an oft-overused term for team building of sort, but here you've got a lot of these small businesses where we can kind of bring them together and share information.
Right. Now, you also keep most of the management teams intact.
We definitely want to jump off of their successes. They've built these businesses without the support of bigger companies, so you don't want to destroy what they've, I don't know if destroy is the right word, but we want to take what they've done and just take it to the next level. And whether they have the background or skills to do that, we can help bring that to the party and grow both looking internally and also, of course, for the company as a whole through the acquisitions, which then, of course, results in more shareholder value.
Sure. And so, yeah, what are some of those trends in the market that you're looking at target, and how well positioned is the company to capitalize on them?
Well, we believe we're quite well positioned. Actually, through this challenging economic time, the natural gas wells have had to be serviced whether they're doing additional drilling or not. So actually, the revenues for servicing wells with Rebel have been very good, if not a little increased through the first part of the year. Some other segments were very positive looking forward because we're starting to see our customers pick up on leasing land to do more drilling and expect that segment to increase back up. And in the meantime, the company has been profitable throughout this past year. So we believe we're very well positioned to take advantage of what we expect to be the boom after this bust.
So yeah, the revenues were up from Rebel from Wyoming.
In Wyoming, we've actually seen a little increase over the first 6 months to a year ago, which is encouraging. Again, that goes back to kind of like your car. You kind of have to provide this kind of service, whether the times are good or bad.
Certainly. And so what are some of those main products that you provide, and where we might we find them to be in the oil and gas business?
Well, Rebel mostly provides services. The Wyoming location is primarily focused on servicing and installing pumps for the natural gas wells. And that's the segment that's pretty much stayed steady. Now, out of our Grand Junction location, that they service blowout or provide blowout prevention services. And if you think back to some of the film clips you see from the early 1900s of oil gushing out of a well, well, blowout preventers prevent that from happening, whether you're talking about oil or natural gas. So the guys down there provide the service.
So it's actually not a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's not a good thing. You don't want to lose all your product.
Like, oh, I struck oil.
Right.
So
the guys test those blowout preventers to make sure that they can withstand the pressures. Just think of the pressure coming up through there. And so it's as much a safety thing for the guys working out at the wells. And Rebel provides those kind of has the equipment to do that kind of testing. And that's the segment that, as drilling increases, which we're starting to see signs and reports of the increase in this leasing I mentioned earlier, that can really pick back up for us.
And then something like Echo Fossil, and that's more of kind of trying to stay more on the green side.
Well, that's our subsidiary that we do want to focus on the green side. It's interestingly enough, natural gas is considered a much cleaner fossil fuel than oil. It emits half of the carbon when burned over oil. So actually, I don't know if environmentalists consider any fossil fuel good. It's actually being looked at as a transition, or the possibility of a transition source, fuel source, while all this future talk of renewable energy is still being worked out.
Certainly, and so what are some of the other things that you feel makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, besides having a female CEO, in a very man's world, we're actually, I don't know if a lot of our shareholders and listeners know this, but about 82% of the oil or the natural gas is produced by these small businesses, and there aren't a lot of, while growth through acquisition itself isn't unique, there isn't a lot of this being done in this segment, and so it provides a way to bring, as we discussed earlier, some of the synergies of bringing these companies together and providing another way for investors to participate in the natural gas segment over, you know, all the news being about the big oil companies.
Right, exactly. So give them a different play in each kind of sector. And so perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the key management team.
Well, I have a technical background with a mechanical engineering degree from Purdue University and an MBA from University of Phoenix and over 20 years' experience in the corporate world. So I plan to bring the best of what I saw out of that world into this business. Randy Dayhoff and Dave Castelli of Rebel have each over 40 years' experience in the natural gas segment of the business, and we very much will tap their knowledge base for both expanding Rebel and as we expand will tap what they know to, you know, help us grow. We also have some finance and marketing and legal support as well.
Good. And so what specific goals has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year? Do you have any more acquisition plans? Or?
Well, we're looking for hopefully another acquisition or two to round out what we started with Rebel. We also are looking at how to position Rebel to take advantage of the expected boom that always typically follows these cyclical downturns. And as Randy Dayhoff mentioned to me a while back, he says, I've seen this boom and bust over this 40 years many times. So when it goes down, it always comes back. And because natural gas, again, going back to it being one of the cleaner fossil fuels, there's a lot of potential for being used in to produce energy instead of coal. We haven't quite gotten there yet, but that's part of what we're seeing for the future.
Right. And as far as investors are concerned, do you think they understand that message and also the general direction of Insight Management?
I believe if they're reading what we have on the website and in the materials we've put out, they should understand our general strategy of growth through acquisition. Now, whether they totally understand how natural gas is different from, you know, the oil side of things, because so much of the news is oil, gas, diesel focused, we're going to continue to work on getting the word out of what's going on in the natural gas side of the business.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Jennifer Opaki, CEO and President of Insight Management Corp., which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ISIM and is currently trading at 29 cents a share. And before we conclude, Jennifer, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, natural gas is largely an overlooked energy source, and a lot of the news coming out lately is that there is more natural gas than anyone ever thought in America. So the industry is really ripe for someone to come in and do some of the consolidation, which is our business model, and it provides a way to participate in this segment of the energy business, and we believe we're the right ones to implement that, and they can decide if they want to come along for the ride.
Well, certainly, and we do look forward to continuing to track some of the trends in the natural gas sector as well as the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update us on Insight today, Jennifer.
And again, thanks for having me.
Anytime.